News on 102.7.
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Wednesday, January 3rd. I'm Brent Hallin in the newsroom. Here are the top stories we're following this half hour. At least two of the defendants in the 2021 case involving pig's blood being smeared on the former home of a police officer are asking for mental health therapy instead of jail time. Colin Metcalf and Amber Lucas have applied for diversion to avoid incarceration. The two are joined by defendants Christina Henry and Kristen Amoyth in damaging the Agraria statue, which sits in front of the Santa Rosa Plaza with pig's blood as well. The judge in the case will review the request today. Santa Rosa drivers, beware. The city has lowered speed limits on 15 streets around downtown Santa Rosa. Most are now in the 20-mile-per-hour range. Streets around Old Courthouse Square, spreading north to 7th Street and south to 1st Street, along with most of Railroad Square, were trimmed by 5 miles an hour. Drivers will be given a 30-day grace period where police will issue warnings to those exceeding the new posted limits by 10 miles an hour or less. The city of Santa Rosa has a new director of transportation and public works. Dan Hennessy will join the city from Austin, Texas, where he served as project development lead for the Austin Transportation Department and has been involved in numerous freeway and highway infrastructure projects. In sports, the high school basketball rankings are out. For the boys, no changes at the top. Montgomery is number one with Cardinal Newman at number two. On the girls' side, Cardinal Newman stays at number one with Maria Carrillo in second. Your forecast, a chance of showers or thundershowers early, then clearing for the afternoon. Cool and breezy today, low to mid-50s. Tonight, mainly clear and cold with mid-30s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with upper 50s to low 60s. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the newsroom, I'm Brent Hallin.
Cooking is my creative outlet, so no surprise my son is a whiz in the kitchen. I've always told him to start with fresh ingredients, don't be afraid to experiment, and get the tools you need for cooking from Hardesty's Homewares.
Since so much of cooking is about technique, the tools and gadgets you use can make all the difference. Hardesty's has every kitchen tool you could imagine, and quite a few you didn't even know you needed. Find your bliss on the gadget wall. Hardesty's carries the most trusted brands, KitchenAid, Cuisinart, Messermeister Cutlery. They even have Braun and Norelco shavers. Hardesty's is famous for their fresh roasted coffee with 45 to choose from. And of course, they have all kinds of coffee makers to bring those beans to life. Hardesty's carries air fryers, toaster ovens, cookware, bakeware, cutting boards, mixers, storage containers, canning accessories, and bread makers. Hardesty's Homewares, 1513 Farmers Lane in Santa Rosa, in the Farmers Lane Plaza next to AAA, your culinary toy store since 1924.
Santa Rosa Diesel is your destination for everything diesel. Santa Rosa Diesel services all light-duty diesel vehicles and equipment. Santa Rosa Diesel is Sonoma County's diesel specialist in engine diagnostics and repair, oil changes, brakes, AC service, even pre-purchase inspections. The pros at Santa Rosa Diesel have almost 100 years combined experience in diesel fuel systems. If your check engine light is on, Santa Rosa Diesel will pull the code for you for free, let you know what the problem is, and what it's going to take to fix it. That's right, if your check engine light is on, Santa Rosa Diesel will pull the code for you for free. Also, with every oil change, you get a free safety inspection. Santa Rosa Diesel is your destination for everything diesel. Come to Santa Rosa Diesel for advice, diesel fuel injection sales and service, or when your diesel vehicle needs repair. 3649 Standish Avenue in Santa Rosa. Online at srdiesel.com. srdiesel.com.
102.7 The Wolf and Rick Michaels here. Yeah, the Niners look great on Sunday. They beat up on the Commanders 27-10 to claim the number one seed in the NFC, so that means they're going to have the bye week. Next up, it's going to be the Rams this Sunday at Levi's Stadium. Kickoff time will be at 1:25.
Just a small town girl living in a lonely world. She took the midnight train going anywhere. Just a city boy born and raised in South Detroit. Took the midnight train going anywhere.
smoky room. I smell of wine and cheap perfume. For a smile they can share the night. It goes on and on and on and on.
Strangers waiting.
Up and down the boulevard, there's shadows searching in the night.
Something on the internet right now?
A material world.
Here's some great tunes while you think about it. 102.7, The Wolf.
Search for Sonoma County Radio in your app store. Then click on 102.7 The Wolf.
How cool is that, right?
It's The Wolf app from 102.7 The Wolf.
Hold you in here.
Time for another check of the roadways, making sure you got a good ride on this Wednesday morning from the Burton's Bakery Traffic Center. Here's your Wolf Traffic Watch.
We have wet freeways this morning. This report brought to you by Taco Bell. And we also have foggy conditions for the Atwater and Merced area, as well as parts of the Fresno area. So slow your speeds when you come upon it. Otherwise, no big delays to slow you down so far this morning. Southbound 99 moving great out of Merced all the way through Fresno down to Visalia. Also, southbound 41 is problem-free from Herndon down to 180, and 180 is incident-free from 168 out to 99. In the morning, Taco Bell keeps it toned down and simple, like the breakfast crunch wrap with fluffy eggs, sausage, melty cheese, and a crispy hash brown and a grilled tortilla. Nothing too wild, just delicious. Taco Bell breakfast, served until 11 a.m. That's traffic. I'm Lori Sanders on New Rock 104.1.
music you can sing along to on 102.7 The Wolf.
And you can dance. For inspiration.
Through.